This year marks the centennial of America's first transcontinental road, the Lincoln Highway. Now, you may have driven on the highway and not even known it. It stretches from New York to California, passing through states like Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Nebraska, carrying different state route numbers along the way. As Jenna Dooley from member station WNIJ reports, a group of travelers is marking this centennial by going for a long drive.
Eric Germanson of Fredrikstad, Norway, is checking off another item from his bucket list.
I've been in the U.S. Many times, and I always wanted to drive coast to coast. Yes. Well, you have to do something in the summer, and this was different.
The idea started with a group of friends from Norway, but grew to include drivers from several other countries, including Sweden, Denmark, and Germany. Eric and his wife Marianne are among the more than 200 Europeans driving classic cars along Lincoln Highway. They started July 1st in Times Square. They'll finish at the end of this month at the Golden Gate Bridge. It's no small feat. The trip costs thousands of dollars, and participants shipped their cars across the Atlantic Ocean. They'll get shipped back from San Francisco when the trek is over. The Germansons have one of the smallest cars in the bunch, a bright yellow Messerschmitt with leopard print seats. There's no trunk, and these two passengers fit snugly, one in front of the other. They say it's been worth all of the effort.
This machine is a smiling machine. You see people smiling everywhere.
Hello.
When people from Norway or Russia or Sweden travel the Lincoln Highway, they get to see a slice of a whole variety of the United States.
Kay Shelton is president of the Lincoln Highway Association. She also works near where the first mile was laid in Malta, Illinois, 100 years ago.
It goes right through Philadelphia, which is really kind of the birthplace of democracy and the United States itself. It goes right past Gettysburg. Flight 93 on 9/11 went down right next to the Lincoln Highway near Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Many of the cars on this tour have attached cameras to their windshields to capture those historic places. In 1913, entrepreneur Carl Fisher's vision for a quality road connecting America took shape. Private money funded the project. Fisher chose to name the highway after one of his heroes, Abraham Lincoln. That makes the land of Lincoln a fitting place for the National Lincoln Highway headquarters in Franklin Grove, Illinois. It sits about halfway between Chicago and the Mississippi River.
Hi there. Hi. Welcome to Franklin Grove.
Thank you.
Scott Spangler lives in Franklin Grove. He joined other local car enthusiasts and volunteers from the headquarters to greet the foreign travelers.
One thing they're going to find out when they get here, they don't realize how large the country is. You know, most of their countries are the size of our states.
Ulf Johansson and his wife are making the trip in his 1979 cherry red BMW. He says he's wanted to drive across America since he was a teenager.
The time was right for fulfilling this dream.
Johansson has plenty of driving ahead of him, but says what he's seen so far is pretty close to what he's seen from Hollywood movies. But he admits he's already tiring of at least one American tradition.
The bad food, too much hamburgers, pizzas, and French fries.
Speaking of food, many of the drivers who stopped in Franklin Grove found the town's only restaurant was closed. It'll open back up in a few weeks when the owners return from their summer vacation in Europe. For NPR News, I'm Jenna Dooley in DeKalb, Illinois.
This is NPR News.